Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Charvette Mitchell, and I am the host of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. I'm so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Hey, we appreciate you. To stay up to date on all of the wonderful interviews and great shows that we have lined up for you, join our eBlast list. Yes, you can visit my official website at www.mitchell-productions.com to get on that list. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I'm telling you today, I have a very motivational, very influencing, and exciting guest that I am bringing to the mic. I have the CEO of Threefold Music Group and Habeka Music, Miss April Washington Essex. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give her a hand. April, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Charvette. It's a pleasure to be here and an honor. I thank you for the opportunity.
You're quite welcome. We're so glad to have you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we jump into the interview, let me tell you a little bit about my guest. April is the founder and CEO of Threefold Music Group Incorporated and Habeka Music Incorporated. And these companies have been a formidable force in the entertainment industry for over a decade. She, I tell you, has spent a lot of years in promotions and distributions with various record labels such as EMI, Motown, Warner Brothers, and RCA, to name a few. In 1997, she formed Threefold Music Group, which provides marketing and promotion services to the gospel music industry, and she's had the opportunity to provide services for artists such as Vicki Winans, CeCe Winans, Dedrick Haddon, Ty Scott Records, Shekinah Glory Ministries, Israel and New Breed, and many, many others. And in 2007, she formed Habeka Music Incorporated, and we're going to hear more about that today, ladies and gentlemen. Again, welcome to the show, April.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward just to getting to learn more about what you do and to share with your audience. It's great. And you're in Richmond, one of my favorite cities.
Yes, the capital city of Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
All right, so let's start from ground zero. Tell our listeners how and why you began your two companies. And let's start with Threefold Music Group, and then we'll move to Habeka Music.
Threefold Music Group started almost as a plan B, if you will. I was working in New York at the time for Warner Brothers Music, and they merged. You know, this was when you had a lot of record companies. But then as corporate America began to do hostile takeovers of other companies, I was caught in the middle of that and was let go. They had a saying, last hired is first fired. So I found myself in New York City without a job. I was a single parent at the time, and I could not come back to Baltimore being in the entertainment business. There wasn't a lot going on. Uh-huh. So I started, which was Threefold Entertainment. And then an opportunity came up for me to work for RCA Records and move back to Maryland, which is where my family is from.
Oh.
So I came down 95, moved down to 95, and started working for RCA Records. And at that time, hip-hop music was really taking off. We had groups like Wu-Tang Clan and The Alkoholics and Fat Joe and 3-6 Mafia and all of these groups.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, I was growing deeper in my spirituality. I was in a program called Master Life, which was a discipleship program, mm-hmm. and it basically, it's like walking with Jesus for 9 months.
Wow.
It was a group of ladies, and we just labored together for 9 months to defend our faith, to know why we believe what we believe, to memorize scriptures and so forth. So as I began to walk in the light more, you know, in the light of Christ,
right.
the business became darker. And God, one day, he began to speak to me about resigning and going into gospel music. Well, I fought for 6 months. I was
wow.
like, there's no way. I mean, uh-huh. I was making great money. You know, it was
right.
it was just a phenomenal position that we were in. And I said, no way. I didn't want to go.
Right.
And then finally, one day, it was like, it was if the Spirit of God himself said, if you make one more call, I'm going to, you know, you know, you're going to die. But I knew it was a spiritual death, like he would
right.
depart from off of my path.
Right.
It was like, I'm over here, you know. So anyway, I reached over and I called my boss in New York and I quit.
Wow.
And he's like, you got to be kidding. I said, no. He said, what are you going to do? And the Lord said, tell him. And that's what I did. And so as a result, Threefold Music Group was formed. And, you know, just as a testimony to God,
right.
sometimes we got to step out when he tells us to, because I quit one day, and 2 days later, I was on a plane to Atlanta, Georgia, to interview for CGI Records. I had called CGI, you know, as the Lord began to speak to me, I began
yes.
to do my find a way to help him with my problems.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I'm like, okay, God, I'm not going to quit, but I'm going to do this thing over here.
Uh-huh.
So I began to reach out, and my message got lost on someone's desk.
Mm.
And it took me quitting the very same day. The gentleman called me. He said, your message is very old, but I see you called. What can I do for you? And
wow.
I said, well, that was 2 months ago. And he said, but your name sounds so familiar. And I told him what I did, and he said, fax me your resume. And then next thing you know, I was hired, working for Vicki Winans and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And
wow.
you know, that's just a testimony of how great God is and that we
yes.
sometimes have to trust him.
And how he orchestrates our lives, right?
Right. And it's tough taking a leap of faith, but this is one thing I learned, that if you take a leap of faith with God, he'll do one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
He will either give you wings to fly, or he will provide a platform for you to land on.
Amen.
But, you know, just taking that walk, that leap is, oh, my gosh, it's very, very scary.
Right. Well, we certainly applaud you for being courageous and doing what God told you to do, right?
Yeah, I don't think I had a choice.
Right. And so then now tell us about Habeka Music Incorporated.
Now, going back to that same time period when God was leading on my heart to quit,
mm-hmm.
That same time, it was a very, I'm telling you, when you really spend time with God, he will download from heaven what his plan is for you. And I think where we get tripped up is we think it's going to happen today or we think it's going to happen tomorrow, you know.
Right.
So anyway, at that time when I quit, I was compelled to write this business plan. And it was just like almost an obsession. I couldn't, for 48 hours, I could do nothing else but write this business plan. And I would try to go to sleep or push it to the side or procrastinate,
right.
but the Holy Spirit would not allow me to. So I was just writing and writing and writing. And finally, 2 days later, I had maybe within 48 hours had maybe 2 hours sleep, 2 to 4 hours sleep.
Mm.
So when I finished, the Holy Spirit led me to opened up the Bible and fell on Habeka.
Oh.
And a lot of people think it's Habeka, you know, write the vision and make it plain.
Right.
But my eyes went directly to Habeka 2:14, and it says to cover the earth with the knowledge of the glory of God. And I put, oh, my gosh, this is what the Lord wants me to do in music
wow.
and in entertainment and so forth. So I've been named, the, you know, when I was writing about the company, it was Habeka Music. I knew exactly what to name it. But that was 8 years ago.
Phenomenal.
So, you know, I went to New York. This was 8 years ago, trying
mm-hmm.
to get record companies to buy into gospel. But it wasn't the season. It wasn't the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of gave up and put the business plan aside. But then 2 years ago, I was at a GMWA convention. And I was working with Shekinah Glory Ministry, and the general manager, Bernie McLean, said he was going in one door and I was coming out the other, and he was with a young lady. He said, that's April. That's who I want you to meet right there.
Uh-huh.
She was from Universal Music. And she had been researching gospel for 2 years.
Mm.
And she had come to the GMWA to sign labels.
Wow.
And everybody, she didn't look like quote-unquote gospel. You
uh-huh.
know, if you ever see secular folks, you know, they got, you know, they're just
right.
very laid back, jeans, sneakers, whatever. She didn't look like a VP from Universal.
Right.
And as it turned out, he kept giving her a hard time.
Wow.
So when we met, she was just so frustrated. But again, destiny, and
right.
we knew each other, you know, and from, she happened to remember my name from being in secular music. And she says, well, do you have a label? I said, well, I can.
Right.
So I went back and got that business plan and brushed it off and
get out of here.
Put in online and digital downloads and ringbacks and sent it off to her. Next thing I knew, I was meeting with Universal, the president of Universal Music, who we're distributed by. And he looked at my presentation and he said, let's give her a deal. So that's how Rebecca came to be 8 years later.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And like you said, a process. Success
yes.
was a process, and you went through the process.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness. You. Now, tell us, what was something, working with the other labels, Motown and EMI, and what was one of the most valuable things you learned during your experiences there?
I learned to be very tenacious, because when secular artists would put out, when secular labels would put out a release,
mm-hmm.
they would have sometime already invested over $1 million
wow.
in recording, video, production, manufacturing, promotions, what have you. So we had there was no such thing as no.
Oh, okay.
If a radio station wasn't going to play your record, you needed to get on a plane and find out what is the problem. You know,
wow.
I don't know how much it is like that now, but
uh-huh.
we were very aggressive. You know, and so probably one of the most aggressive labels in its prime was Def Jam.
Okay.
They were notorious for releasing a project, and if you didn't play it, they would be all over you, from the vice president of the record company to the president to the regional reps to the marketing reps. And it was just like, I'm sorry, we've invested too much. There's no such thing as no.
Right.
And if we could have that same kind of tenacity about the gospel message, like, you know, this message is so powerful, I'm sorry, what do you mean you're not going to play it?
Right.
You know? So I would say that would be one of the most valuable things that I learned, is just to be very aggressive and tenacious about what we do.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing April Washington Essex, the CEO of Threefold Music Group Incorporated and Rebecca Music. If you missed any portion of the interview, no problem. You can go back and listen to the full interview after we air in our archives. Check it out. All right. So in your opinion and your assessment, how is gospel music change, or the industry, how is it different, say, from 5 years ago to now?
I'd say we have probably access to some of the same production.
Okay.
Our production is equal to that of mainstream. Our look and our packaging is just as competitive. I would say that we have just brought everything up to standard.
Okay.
I remember when gospel, even 10 years ago, just didn't have some of the same quality
right.
as the mainstream or general market music, but I don't think that exists today. I think we need to, there's still a lot more growth and opportunity in multimedia with videos.
Okay.
And, you know, those types of things, the visual aspect of it. But I would say that it has come up. What we have to be careful of is that we don't water down the message,
okay.
that we don't become ineffective in what we do, because I tell a lot of the gospel artists that, you know, we have conversations with, I said, what we do, if all we're trying to do is sell records, then we might as well go ahead and do mainstream and really make money for real.
Right.
Our goal has to be to win souls. It has
Phenomenal.
To be to change a life. We cannot water that message down. And that's the part that, you know, I personally need to be more prayerful of and mindful of as, you know, as we put out music.
Absolutely. It's about the ministry, and then God will make the provision for the rest, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
All right. So tell us about your artists. Tell us who's on your label and all of that.
Well, I will talk about Threefold.
All
okay,
right.
With Threefold, what we do, Threefold has been around since 1997, and we do marketing, promotions, and special events.
Okay.
So some of the artists that we're working right now is Shekinah Glory Ministry. We've worked every project that they've had, and I must tell you that every record from Yes,
Yes.
to Praise Is What I Do
Yes.
to now the one Jesus, it has been a major struggle.
Mm.
It's never been something that's just gone on radio and it's like, oh, wow. Every project we have had to stick with it.
Wow.
You know, just because it was like when Praise Is What I Do came out, nobody really was understanding what that was all about.
Okay.
And then when Yes came out, if you remember, it was so slow. And she just sang the same thing over and over again. But what happened was people started hearing that song, and all of a sudden you're driving down the road, and you're just breaking out crying.
Yes, because it ministered.
So, yeah, yeah. And then when Yes, when Jesus came out, they were saying, well, that's not like Yes. And they were saying, Yes is not like Praise Is What I Do. So we have had to literally station by station, retail store by retail store, convince the gatekeepers to give this project a chance. So anyway, we're working with that right now. We did a lot of work with Jonathan Nelson and Purpose. He's a new artist that's out now, but we were working with him before he was like lived next door to my cousin. So he's now on Integrity, if anyone knows him.
Absolutely, he's outstanding.
Oh, great. We're working with Norman Hutchins.
Okay.
Who else are we working with right now? Do a lot of work from time to time for Vicky Winans.
Okay.
So that's the Threefold Music Group. A lot of companies will call us to market their music and promote it and that sort of thing. And I learned a long time ago not to work anything that I don't believe in.
Okay.
Because you have to be committed and passionate about what it is you're representing. Now, on Habeka, we released our first artist in September of last year. Her name is Jessica Green.
Yes, a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
A beautiful voice.
Yes, and she is just a phenomenal artist. I think she's just beginning to see the tip of the iceberg with Jessica. She's very talented, very anointed, and her sound is a sound for today's youth.
Okay.
I mean, in her lyrics, she speaks about, you know, homosexuality and promiscuity and abuse and teen pregnancy, but at the same time, she just doesn't leave them there. She brings them back to the altar where, you know, you can find restoration. So her CD is very unique, and for this time we have Isaiah D. Thomas, who's a 2-time Stella Award winner.
Yay!
And his song that we are working at right now is The Greatest. It's called The Greatest, the title of the album.
And we had an opportunity to interview Minister Isaiah D. Thomas back in March. So for those that are listening that missed the interview, you can go into the archives, and we interviewed him about 3 or 4 days before his CD dropped, and that was a great interview.
Oh, he's a character. He's a wonderful guy.
Yes.
Brilliant songwriter.
Yes.
We released a project called Reverend Stephanie Minity and Jubilation, which is a very traditional choir out of New York.
Okay.
Jubilation is like the go-to choir. Like when Queen Latifah did Hairspray, they were the choir that backed her up on that.
Oh.
You know, a lot of times on different awards program, you'll see a choir in the background.
Uh-huh.
That's Jubilation, and they are committed to preserving the spirituals, the traditional sounds of gospel. And in August, we are releasing a phenomenal new artist by the name of Kevin LaVar and One Sound. And he reminds you of Israel Halton meets, I don't know. But anyway, he's great too. But he's Christian, R&B, phenomenal singer and songwriter as well.
Great.
So for a new label, we've put out our first four projects. And
you're doing a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank
phenomenal.
You.
And ladies and gentlemen, you can check out Hebecca Music online at www.hebeccamusic.com. And also you can check out Threefold Music Group at www.threefoldmusicgroup.com. All right. So are you looking for other artists? Can people present themselves to your label?
Yes. We're always looking to see what, you know, if it's good music, we're always willing to listen, and they can send it to, you can go on a website and get our address and send it in.
Okay, great. Now, what recommendation would you have for really any artist that wants to present themselves to a label, whether it's around sound quality, presentation, how would one even go about doing it the right way?
Well, you know, we're living in a time now where artists are basically producing their own music and sending it in, and labels no longer have to take them into the studio and you know, because people are doing their own projects now. So I would just say it's all about the song. Know what it is God has called you to do. Mm-hmm. Don't necessarily try to be like the next thing, because by the time your project comes out, that thing could very well be over.
Right.
So it's really important to be true to yourself. I would say to get as many engagements as possible at local churches, regional churches, because now we are looking for, what do you have going on?
Mm-hmm.
How many dates do you have? How many engagements do you have this month and next month? How many MySpace friends do you have?
Mm-hmm.
How many views or previews of your song have you, you know, have you had on your on your MySpace page? Those are marketing, what we call drivers, that we look for, because we can't do all the work.
Right.
You know, we need you to have something for us to get started on. And now, don't necessarily either sit back and wait for a label, because you can sell your music online through iTunes. You can come to us and say, look, I've already sold 5,000 pieces in my own backyard, so what can you do for me?
Right.
You know, so we may come alongside of you and then put you out nationally. So it's important to do as much of the work yourself, so that it makes it easier for us to say, okay, well, we'll get behind this guy versus this person over here who doesn't necessarily have anything going on.
I think that is excellent, excellent advice, and it shows that you're making an investment in yourself.
Yes.
So why would you want someone else to make an investment and you haven't made, you know, the full investment that you can in your own self? And I think that's good for any industry or any business, right?
Exactly. And then also to not necessarily put all of your eggs in recording. I know everybody now wants to do a live recording.
Okay.
You know, but then when it comes time to do radio promotions or, you know, to actually market the record or package it, then they run out of money. You really need to have some dollars set aside, you know, maybe keep a couple $1,000s back so that you can get around to promote your music. There's a group out of your area. Was it G.I.?
Yes, God's Image.
God's Image.
Yes.
Yeah, those young fellas do so much of the work on their own.
They sure do.
You know, and, you know, and so they're not necessarily sitting around waiting for anyone to do anything for them. So, you know, you really want to make sure that you have some dollars so that you can get to the GMWA, so that you can get to the GMA.
Okay.
The Stella Awards. It's so important to network and to get out there.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here live. You heard it here first from an expert. All right, April, tell us, if you had to do things all over again, what would you do differently?
I couldn't do anything differently.
Okay.
Every pain, every tear, every skint knee, every time I fell and picked myself up, it all paid off. I mean, when we released our first project, Jessica Green, we made so many, I'm not going to say mistakes, but we had so many hiccups along the way. But it was those hiccups that taught us what not to do and what to do on the next release.
Right, learning opportunities, right?
Exactly. You're going to pay for your education one way or another.
Right. That's right.
You know, it's either going to be the School of Hard Knocks, and now they're offering a lot of degrees at colleges for music industry. And I would imagine, I would say take those. They didn't have those when I was starting out.
Okay.
I just, you know, went to school for business, and that was it. But, you know, now they have a music business degree and a music, I mean, I'm like, oh, gosh, learn copyrights.
Wow.
Learn, that was the last thing that I learned in my career. I didn't have to know it.
Right.
But, you know, you want to be able to learn about royalties and mechanicals and those sort of things. So really, just for anybody out there, just to educate yourself. But what I would do differently, I wouldn't do anything differently.
All right. That's it. And wrapping up with the last two questions, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And my listeners know that. April, tell us, what motivates and influences you?
Daily time in the presence of God.
Okay.
Is either in the Word, in prayer. And I'm going to tell you something. I can tell when I really haven't been spending time with, and this is a Christian program, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I can tell when I have not been spending adequate time with the Lord because I'm like the ever-ready battery. I start to slow down.
Uh-huh.
I'm not as inspired. And all I have to do is just get back in his presence. And he said, oh, you want to try to do this without me? Go ahead and see how far you get. Yeah. For me, I don't get far without spending time daily in the presence of God. Another thing is to be around people who believe in me. And sometimes that's a very short list. If you have one or two people who you can bounce your crazy ideas off,
mm-hmm.
and they say, oh, yeah, go for it, and don't look at you like, oh, what are you talking about? That's too much, you know.
Right.
And you never know where those people are going to be. They may be in your household. They may not be in your household. It may be your spouse. It may not be your spouse.
Right.
You know, it may be your mom. I think everybody's moms believe in them. But,
right.
You know, it may not be.
Right.
So you have to know who you can talk to and who not to talk to. It's just as important to know who not to talk to, because people can talk you out of your dreams.
That's true. And demotivate you and influence you to go another direction.
Yes. And next thing you know, you done gave up on your dream and somebody down the street and around the corner is doing the very thing that God told you to do.
My goodness.
Because, see, another thing I learned, too, is that what God wants done is not riding on me alone or on you alone. If you don't do it, he will raise up somebody else who will.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And he's not sitting back waiting for you, though. Don't get it wrong. Like, oh, I'm the only one that can do this. I'm sorry.
Right. One monkey don't stop a show.
No, not
no
with
offense
the
Lord. To anyone. Not calling anyone a monkey.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing, too, that it motivates me is reading motivational books,
mm-hmm.
business books. The I Can Be a Million, the Millionaire in a Day,
yeah.
The Think and Grow Rich, Rich Dad, Poor Dad,
yes.
Certain preachers, you know, like Dr. Bill Winston I listen to, Creflo Dollar and Bishop T.D. Jakes and my pastor, you know, Bishop Clifford Johnson. You have
yes.
to feed yourself constantly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, and I certainly hope that our listeners heard nuggets and grabbed things that will help influence their decisions and motivate them. We certainly appreciate you, April, for coming on the show, and we just thank you for your time.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can check out Threefold Music Group on the web at www.threefoldmusicgroup.com and then also Habeka Music at www.habekamusic.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget we're on the air every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check back next week where we will be talking to Thelma from Good Times, Ms. Bernadette Stannis. She has a new book out called One in 101 Situations, so we're excited to have her come on the show next week, and then also Minister Farrah Worrell, the founder of Women of Grace Ministries. Again, thank you so much, April. We will have to have you back again.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you, Charvet. And if there's anything we can ever do for your program or for your listeners, do not hesitate to call and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Until we meet again, have a wonderful day, have a blessed life, and may God continue to shower down on you.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
HRJL Architects Incorporated is a full-service architectural firm. Our design work ranges from restorations to new construction and covers an array of building types. HRJL Architects project work includes both pre-design, design, bidding, and construction administration. Please visit us on the web at www.hrjl.net or at 38 South 3rd Street in Newark, Ohio.
If you need an e-blast or online marketing, check out www.beansouptimes.com or call Tori Muhammad at 773-531-8798 and tell him you heard about www.beansouptimes.com on the Oral Buffet and ask for the special first-time customer discount.